From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A U.S. military official is saying Thursday that Iranian cargo ships, which may be carrying weapons for Houthi rebels in Yemen, are moving away from Yemen. The official said the Pentagon will continue to watch the ships carefully. White House has said it has had evidence that Iran supplied arms to rebels in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed a number of U.S. warships to ensure that the key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Military officials deny that the U.S. fleet is there to intercept Iranian ships. A U.S. counterterrorism operation in January accidentally killed two hostages held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. President Obama apologized Thursday for the incident and reflected on the mission.
As president and as commander-in-chief, I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations, including the one that inadvertently took the lives of Warren and Giovanni. I profoundly regret what happened. On behalf of the United States government, I offer our deepest apologies to the families.
American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been working on aid projects in Pakistan. European Union, under mounting pressure to ease a surging migrant crisis, has agreed to triple funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. An EU summit on Thursday came just 4 days after up to 900 migrants aboard a single boat bound for Italy drowned off the Libyan coast when the vessel capsized. It was Europe's worst migrant disaster. About 150,000 migrants reached Italy last year. This is VOA News. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg is reporting a substantial Russian buildup on military hardware near the Ukrainian border, including more than 1,000 pieces of heavy equipment, also advanced weapon systems, tanks, and artillery. Speaking Thursday in Brussels, Stoltenberg also accused the Kremlin of providing pro-Russia separatists inside eastern Ukraine with advanced training, despite a ceasefire brokered 2 months ago by Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France. In Moscow, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu denied the NATO claims while accusing the U.S. military of providing training to urban fighting to Ukrainian National Guardsmen near the Russian border. U.S. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf rejected Shoigu's accusation. World Health Organization reporting dramatic progress has been made in the fight against malaria, but they say more needs to be done. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization says phenomenal progress has been made in the fight against malaria in the past 15 years. Richard Cebulski is coordinator for strategy, economics, and elimination in the WHO Global Malaria Program. He says a tenfold increase in funding for malaria since the year 2000 has resulted in huge expansion of malaria programs. He says more people than ever before have access to insecticide-treated mosquito nets, and more people are getting diagnostic tests and appropriate treatment. But the WHO estimates there were nearly 200 million cases of malaria worldwide in 2013 and more than 500,000 deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thursday was the last day of campaigning in Togo before Saturday's presidential polling. President Faure Gnassingbé faces four challengers in his bid for a third term. Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo for almost 50 years since Gnassingbé Eyadema took power in a military coup in 1967. His son Faure stepped to the office in 2005 after his father died. The Calbuco volcano in southern Chile has erupted twice in 24 hours, putting that region on high alert. Volcano erupted Wednesday afternoon for the first time in more than four decades, sending a towering plume of ash more than 10 kilometers in the air. Thousands of people were evacuated. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says the threat of terrorism in France has never been so high, saying police have prevented five potential attacks since 2013, including the arrest of an Islamic extremist this week who is believed to have planned attacks on one or more churches. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.